So first of all, I just wanted to kind of go with a bit of a general overview. I mean, this budget has been very highly anticipated. Do you think that some of the key factors that they've announced will help Australia get out of this deep recession?
Yeah, look, it obviously has been quite highly anticipated. You know, 5 months or so ago, we were meant to have it and obviously got affected by COVID. As to whether or not it'll get us out, I mean, they've made some pretty optimistic assumptions there. Real GDP is expected to be positive next year, close to 5%. And there's underpinning that is this idea that there's going to be a vaccination in place. So a lot of what they're hinging their expectations on are things which are probably a little bit outside of their control. So I think it's going to have to be a wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing, right, is that only time will tell. But do you think that it's a good idea for them to try to make a budget in the optimistic light rather than in the maybe we're going to be in this for longer kind of light?
Well, you've got to have some level of hope. I mean, you know, if you go the other way and just think everything's going to be bad forever, then you're not going to get anywhere. They're certainly taking a lot of pain this financial year and next financial year. And after that, it actually tapers off quite a bit, which I suppose is prudent and also in line with where this government, you know, has been thinking.
And one of the, you know, big winners of this budget has been businesses. I mean, a lot of businesses are set to receive, you know, massive asset write-offs and tax offsets. Do you think this is a good idea?
Look, what it does is it brings some spending forward. And now whether or not that's going to be enough to make things happen. I mean, the history of this started actually back in May 2015 with Joe Hockey when he started the asset write-off for small businesses, which had a turnover of less than $2 million a year, and they could write off up to $20,000 for a few years. And it's pretty much anyone, so businesses with less than $5 billion in turnover, and pretty much can write off anything new. And, you know, so that's going to cost them close to $27 billion over the next 4 years. But the important thing with that is it's not like it saves businesses overall. It just means that it saves them right now. So they can, you know, the idea is they get them spending in the next couple of years to try to drive some level of investment and, you know, obviously as the government would want, jobs.
And I mentioned tax offsets and, you know, just generally getting money from the government for businesses. I mean, one of the things that the budget wanted to tackle is employment for people under 35. Businesses are now set to receive some amount of credit if they employ younger people. Do you think this is going to be – is this a positive strategy? Do you think this might work?
I mean, obviously anything which helps to the extent that it – will have the absolute outcome that they want. I mean, it remains to be seen. So as you mentioned, an interesting feature of it is that it targets those up to 35. And we know there has been some level of impact or sort of stronger impact on the younger end of the job market, especially with those that are working in sort of hospitality and sort of related industries, which have been obviously pretty hard hit by what's happened with coronavirus. So it is really targeted at those under 35. There's no one over 35 gets that hiring credit. So I wonder, you know, for those that are slightly older that have been impacted by this, I mean, I don't quite know what's in it for them, if anything. But yeah, I suppose we'll see as to whether or not this will drive employment. Obviously, the government is hoping that it will.
Well, it's the time I'll tell with a budget, isn't it? Only time will tell. But David, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.